Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. When someone asked Jesus, what's the most important thing in the whole Bible? Jesus didn't hesitate. Love God. We pray this season of the podcast will help you and your loved ones grow in love for God.
The greatest command in all of God's Word, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And we found that the way to increase your love for God, the way to make that love bigger in your heart, is by having experiences of His presence through fellowship with Him. So we've been studying what Scripture says about how to have fellowship with each member of the Trinity. First, the Father. Then we talked about the Son, and then last week we began with the Holy Spirit. We found that the Holy Spirit is the one who enables us to receive everything that the Son and the Father offer. The main thing that we get from the Father is, what? What's the main thing that we get from God the Father? Love. What's the main thing we get from God the Son? Grace. The main thing that we get from the Holy Spirit, what the Spirit does, is He delivers that love and that grace from the Father and the Son directly to our hearts. He takes grace from Jesus Christ and applies that to your life, installs it into your life, John 16:14. And He takes the love from God the Father and pours it into our hearts. That's Romans 5:5. Hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom He has given us. The only way grace from the Lord Jesus makes it into your life is through fellowship with the Holy Spirit. The only way love from God the Father actually gets into your heart is through fellowship with the Holy Spirit. That's why 2 Corinthians 13:14 says, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Spirit be with you all. We get love from God and grace from Jesus when we have fellowship with the Spirit. And the way to have fellowship with the Holy Spirit is to be receptive and responsive to His work in your life, which work consists of two basic things. This is what the Holy Spirit's work is. The first one we looked at last week, and that is enlightenment. The Holy Spirit turns on the lights. He opens your eyes, enables you to see and appreciate and love the truth and welcome that truth into your heart. The other major function of the Holy Spirit that's emphasized in Scripture is empowerment. Empowerment. Over and over and over you see in the Old Testament the connection between the Holy Spirit and power. The Holy Spirit will come upon somebody in power. For example, Isaiah 11:2, the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power. So the Spirit would always come upon people in power. In the Old Testament, if you're a Philistine or you're some enemy of Israel and the Holy Spirit comes upon an Israelite in power, you better run. You're in trouble. And even in the New Testament as well, the power is so often associated with the Holy Spirit, almost as often as enlightenment is in truth. Just a few examples. Luke 4:14, Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. Acts 10:38, God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and with power. Acts 1:8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Romans 15:13, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:18, I will not venture to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 3:16, I pray that out of His glorious riches He may strengthen you with the power through His Spirit. You just see it again and again and again, this connection with the Holy Spirit and power. It's the Spirit who enables everything that we do. All strength and all ability come directly from Him. Physical ability, mental ability, spiritual ability, all your abilities comes from the empowering work of the Holy Spirit. All of the heavy lifting and the light lifting in the kingdom is done by the Holy Spirit. He supplies all the power. And when I say heavy lifting, I'm talking about things that are not humanly possible. I'm talking about things that unbelievers absolutely cannot do because they don't have the empowering Holy Spirit in them. An example of that would be in Romans 15:13. Romans 15:13 says, May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. People in the world don't have that kind of power. People in the world can do some impressive things with their little human strength that they have. Some of them can dunk basketballs, right? Or invent computers or compose amazing symphonies. They got power enough to do that. But none of them, even if they put all their power all together in one pile, none of them could do this. Fill themselves with joy and peace and overflowing hope. That's the work of God, the Holy Spirit, alone. When Jesus stretched out his hand over the Sea of Galilee, when the storm was raging, and he commanded the wind and the waves, stop, be still. And instantly, there was silence. As soon as he did that, the men in the boat were afraid. Why? Because they knew that God was in their boat. They knew it was God when he could command the wind and the waves, right? Well, in the same way, when the Holy Spirit stretches out his hand over the chaos and turmoil inside your heart and brings calm and quiet and restful peace, you know that's the work of Almighty God. You know God is in your presence. Because only God has that kind of power. Another example of the heavy lifting in the kingdom, 1 Corinthians 12:3, where Paul says, no one can bow to the lordship of Christ except by the Holy Spirit. See, that's heavy lifting. That's something that the world can't do. Natural human strength can never do the mighty, awesome work of taking a rebellious, sinful heart and bringing it into glad, willing submission to the Lord Jesus Christ. Humanly impossible. Another example of that heavy lifting in the kingdom that only the Spirit can do. Ephesians 3:16, where Paul is praying for the Ephesians to be strengthened. And he says, I pray that he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Ryan Kennelly, the world champion weightlifter, has enough power to bench press over 1,000 pounds. Tough guy. He doesn't have anywhere near the power to do what you can do. He doesn't have near the power you have. On his best day, he doesn't even have close to the strength required for Christ to dwell in his heart. You can do that. You can do that only through the awesome power of the Spirit, but nobody who doesn't have the Spirit can do it. They could no sooner do that than jump over the moon. Put all the collective ability and strength and wisdom of every natural person in the whole wide world all together, and nobody would be able to transform a flesh-dominated life into a life characterized by love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Only the Spirit can do that. That's the heavy lifting. No natural person can put to death the deeds of the flesh, but according to Romans 8:13, you, by the Holy Spirit, have the power to do that. The world might be able, in their little tiny human strength, to put together small, short-term organizations like IBM or GE or the United States of America, but none of them can do anything really big. I mean, really big. Like, make known the multifaceted wisdom of God to the rulers and authorities and powers in the heavenly realms for God's eternal purposes. Nobody can do that. According to Ephesians 3:10, you do it. You pull it off every single week as a church when you gather here by the power of the Holy Spirit. The cosmic, eternal purposes of God are accomplished in mighty power of the Spirit working through the church. The Spirit powers the church. The Holy Spirit is the power supply behind everything that the church does, which is why when we achieve something, when we achieve anything, for example, when we achieve unity, Ephesians 4:2 calls it the unity of the Spirit. Anything the church does, it's from the Spirit. And that's why the spiritual gifts in the church are called spiritual gifts, because they come from the Holy Spirit. See, I'm going to read from you from 1 Corinthians 12. Just listen carefully. See if you can pick up on a little bit of a theme in 1 Corinthians 12 here. Verse 8. To one there is given, through the Spirit, the message of wisdom. To another, the message of knowledge, by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith, by the same Spirit. And to another, gifts of healing, by that one Spirit. Verse 11, all these are the work of one and the same Spirit. And he gives them to each one just as he determines. Now, if you look really hard, You can pick up on a theme running through there, can't you? Everything's from the Spirit. If I can teach, it's only the Holy Spirit that empowers that. If you can encourage somebody, you try and encourage somebody and it works, that's the Holy Spirit empowering that. Every time any of you use your spiritual gift, you are being handled by the Holy Spirit.
Well, this is our final week of this season of the Food for Your Soul podcast on loving God. We'll wrap it up this Friday. Then on Monday, we have something special for you that will be a little different. You've heard me mention the book Deeper Knowledge of God during this series. That's a daily devotional on the attributes of God that is devoted to learning how to experience God's presence on a daily basis by enjoying His attributes. That devotional will show you how to take the principles in these podcasts and put them into practice in your daily life. But today, I want to let you know about a second daily devotional that I've written. The old one is called Deeper Knowledge of God. This new one is titled Lost in Prayer, Communing with God by Contemplating His Word. It's designed to help you pray and meditate on God's Word without getting distracted. I don't know about you, but distraction is by far the greatest enemy in my prayer life. And so I wrote this devotional for myself. You can get a copy if you want, but really it's for me. The print and Kindle versions are already available, but as of the time I recorded this, the audio version still isn't out. Hopefully, it'll be out by the time you hear this. You can find out about all the versions and how to order on drichardferguson.com. That website has all the books on there that are available. drichardferguson.com. So next week, you'll get a free sample of this devotional. Each day next week, I plan to play one chapter from that devotional so you can get a feel for it. So don't miss that starting Monday. But for this week, we've still got a little more work to do on the Holy Spirit. Our topic tomorrow, more on power from the Holy Spirit, and specifically, what does it mean to be filled by the Spirit? See you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. We would love to hear from you. Your thoughts about the materials in these studies are important to us, and they may be helpful for others as well. A link to this podcast is posted on the Food for Your Soul Facebook page every weekday morning. You're invited to follow that page and post your reactions to that day's content. Your perspectives might be just what someone else needs to gain insight. And when a session is especially helpful, feel free to click on the share button so others can find it too.
This content has been provided to you free of charge by the generous supporters of Food for Your Soul Ministries. For information on how you can support Food for Your Soul, visit us online at treasuringgod.com. There you'll find over 1,000 sermons, as well as articles, books, and many other resources, all available for free download.
Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always, and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.